in the lunchtime edition. An Eagle Hall man shot dead at his residence. Neighbors voice concern over the killing. Consumers warned of a shortage of sweet potatoes and other local produce. Weather conditions said to be the cause. Some challenges also reported in the poultry sector, though major industry players deny there is an outright shortage. The NPC investigating the reported strong smell of gas yet again in the Fairchild Street area as nearby vendors voice concern. And Hamas says the death toll from the Israeli bombardment of Gaza now over 10,000. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. Residents of Waterhall Land Eagle Hall, St. Michael, are upset about a shooting in the area that has left a 55-year-old man dead. Police say they received a report at the Black Rock station around 7:15 this morning from an unknown female who said that a man was deceased in his home. On arrival, they discovered the body of Gabriel Allen lying motionless on the floor. A medical doctor pronounced death at the scene and a family member identified the body. When Starcom Network News visited the scene this morning, residents were concerned about what had transpired.
Anybody with guns, anything you want to shoot, if I stand up and gather right now, not so should be going about it. If we find more employment for the people.
I'm just, you know, sad to see the state of affairs. I just pray, you know, for the youngsters to get the life in control. But we can't write them off, you know, we gotta talk to them, try and help guide them and counsel them.
Residents of Waterhall Land, Eagle Hall, St. Michael. Farmers and supermarket operators confirm a shortage of sweet potatoes and other locally grown agricultural produce that could persist for another month and a half, taking that time frame close to Christmas. Weather conditions are said to be the main cause. There's also concern about the supply of chicken, although poultry sources deny an outright shortage, poultry industry sources. Shoppers found sweet potatoes in particular hard to find on supermarket shelves over the past few weeks. And over the weekend, there was none available at several outlets. The managing director of Carlton and A1 Supermarkets, Andrew Bino, spoke to Starcom Network News about the situation.
We are experiencing shortages throughout in relation to vegetables, and that's we know it's been the heat that has been causing this. And then when you get rains like this, semi-floods, it will cause a shortage in such things as cucumbers and okras and so on. So it's a double whammy. We are also experiencing a shortage of chicken, which could very well extend into Christmas. So we just got to, as it were, brace ourselves for these shortages.
The managing director of Carlton and A1 Supermarkets, Andrew Bino. In relation to the chicken supply, major industry sources say there is still product on supermarket shelves, disclosed that a temporary supply and demand challenge may have arisen after a producer went out of business. Starcom Network News was told that Prime Minister Motley held a meeting with poultry producers last week to get an update on the state of the sector and especially in relation to prices. Meantime, the Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, says harsh weather conditions, firstly, intense heat and then heavy rains have badly affected crops.
Yes, there are some challenges. We are hoping, of course, that between now and, of course, Christmas, which is probably another 6 weeks or so, conditions will return to normal. But right now, we're still having some rains. They're not uniform across the country, certainly, because there will be some areas that are well drained, others are not. But it will cause some difficulty. I mean, sweet potatoes is one. Lettuce doesn't seem to be in abundance. Squash, tomatoes. These are some of the commodities. But I think that as the pattern starts to get back to normal, you should see some crops coming through for Christmas.
He disclosed that the poultry sector met with government recently.
We met with the Prime Minister last week, in that, and the Prime Minister wanted to be brought up to date as to the status of the industry. A lot of that has been taken up by other producers and people that expanded. We have actually the anticipation that there's going to be a new hatchery coming in. We shall actually start bringing out chicks in December. So the industry is in expansion mode. But I know there was one supplier who had an issue. That previous supplier who was supplying him, he could not, so he had now to make new arrangements with another supplier.
The CEO of the BAS, James Paul, in the lunchtime edition. Vendors at Fairchild Street, St. Michael, are again complaining of smelling gas in the area and want the authorities to find the source of the problem and address it. Last Tuesday, officials had the area cordoned off after flames from a manhole set a car ablaze. Some vendors also say they're seeing smoke in that same area yet again.
I smelled the gas this morning. My friends there, they smell it too. Everybody along here smell it as well. And then we saw smoke coming from the corner right there, at the bottom of the corner right there. Gas dangerous to inhale, so if you want something done about it. If it get any worse, obviously you can't stay because you can't be inhaling gas all the time.
This morning we smelled the gas, but we know where it's coming from again. So we would like you all to do something about it before it get out of hand. It was smelling all the time, but today it get worse.
This morning it was smelling it very, very strong, you know, but they should do something about it. It's too strong now, it's overbearing now. They just fixed it the other day and still happening the same way. Come on, it's ridiculous. Dangerous to people that suffer with asthma, or give it giddy head and stuff like that there. This time you should come and do something about it.
Smell the gas. But I feel the traffic, like that big container when they're passing, make calls and that is.
Vendors on the outskirts of the Fairchild Street terminal. However, the acting general manager of the National Petroleum Corporation, Michelle Smith, confirms that they have received the reports. She says they're working to fix the issue.
I'm confirming that the team from MPC received a call this morning of reported smell of gas in the Fairchild Street area, and a team was dispatched immediately to address the matter. The team will confirm what their findings are and report accordingly and action accordingly. And we'll seek to make sure the area is safe as quickly as possible.
The acting general manager of the MPC, Michelle Smith. A group of Palestinian supporters in Trinidad and Tobago want the Keith Rowley-led administration and CARICOM to sever diplomatic ties with the state of Israel until it ceases its bombardment of Gaza. The group called Concerned Muslims of TNT said they would write Prime Minister Rowley on or before Wednesday, asking for the Twin Island Republic to disassociate itself from Israel and support an independent Palestine. They're also demanding that the Rowley administration remove the Star of David from the logo of the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service. The group is calling for a boycott of companies or products whose origins are from Israel. And the death toll in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas crosses 10,000 since the military action began on October the 7th. Health authorities revealed that the total number of deaths now stand at 10,022, including 104 children. Our top stories. An Eagle Hall man shot dead at his residence. Neighbors concerned about the killing. Consumers warned of a shortage of sweet potatoes and other local produce that could persist for several weeks, taking that close up to Christmas. Rather conditions, first the heat, then the heavy rain, said to be the cause. Some challenges also reported in the poultry sector, though major industry players deny there's an outright shortage. Government summoned poultry producers to a meeting last week to get an update on the state of the sector. The National Petroleum Corporation investigating the reported strong smell of gas yet again in the Fairchild Street area. Nearby vendors are concerned about this latest development in an area where a flame coming from beneath the street set a car on fire last week, you will recall. And Hamas says the death toll from the Israeli bombardment of Gaza now over 10,000. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.